it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, I'd say it was an easy-ish one. It came from listener Ethan Kane of Albuquerque. I said, name a famous TV personality of the past, drop the second letter of this person's last name, and phonetically, the first and last names together will sound like a creature of the past. What celebrity is this? Well, the celebrity is Dinosaur. Drop the H and you get a dinosaur.
There were nearly 1,800 correct entries, and this week's winner is DJ Boyd from Northfield, Michigan. Congratulations, DJ.
Thank you, and I feel bad now that it's the easiest one you've ever had.
It is not. We've had much easier. So I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Born ready. Let's go, Aisha.
That's what I like to hear. Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, DJ. Yes, that's what I like to hear, too. I'm going to give you two words. Change one letter in each of them to get a pair of antonyms. For example, if I said bloat, B-L-O-A-T, and sick, S-I-C-K, you would say float and sink.
Okay.
Here you go. Number one is bread, B-R-E-A-D, and marrow, M-A-R-R-O-W.
Bread and marrow. Broad and narrow.
Yes.
Excellent. Expansive, E-X-P-A-N-S-I-V-E, and cheat, C-H-E-A-T.
Expansive and cheat. Expensive and cheap.
You got it. Warn, W-O-R-N, and pray, P-R-A-Y.
Warn and pray.
Change the last letter of warn.
Warn. Wart? How about warp?
Those are all W-A-R. This is W-O-R.
Oh, I've got the wrong word. Worm.
No, yeah.
Start with
it has
worm?
To be the opposite. It has to be
There's
opposite.
No opposite of worm, I don't think.
Work.
There you go. What's the opposite of work?
Work
play.
And then play. I was on the wrong track, too. I'm sorry I was no help there, DJ.
Okay, you guys got it. Here's the next one. Brine, B-R-I-N-E, and broom, B-R-O-O-M.
Bride and groom.
Excellent. Throb, T-H-R-O-B, watch, W-A-T-C-H.
Throb and watch.
Oh.
What do you got, Aisha?
A change.
Throw?
Yeah, throw and...
And catch.
Catch, yep.
Nice job. Heaved, H-E-A-V-E-D, and well, W-E-L-L.
Heaved. Heaven and heck.
Oh, yeah, no, that would be good. Heaven and...
You were afraid to say the word hell?
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah. As a place.
Times are changing, I know, but I'm sure. Okay.
Try this one. Plaid, P-L-A-I-D, and Fanny, F-A-N-N-Y.
Plaid and Fanny. Plain and funny.
Plain is no. Right.
Oh.
Fancy.
That's it, plain and fancy. And here's your last one. Oven, O-V-E-N, and closet, C-L-O-S-E-T.
Oven and closet. Open and closed.
Yes.
You got it. Nice job.
You did an awesome job.
It was enjoyable. Thank you for having me. And Will, it's so great to have you back on the radio.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And DJ, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WDET in Detroit, and it is a dynamite public radio station.
That's DJ Boyd of Northville, Michigan. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Michael Schwartz of Florence, Oregon. Take the name of a watercraft that contains an odd number of letters. remove the middle letter, and rearrange the remaining ones to name a body of water. What words are these? So again, a watercraft that contains an odd number of letters, drop the middle letter and rearrange the rest, and you'll get the name of a body of water. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, September 12th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha. Yeah.